Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yes. And what a beautiful Sunday it was. It is another manic Monday. I'm Scoot in the afternoon. Glad you're with us. I am still doing the show from my apartment, and I will be back to the studio just as soon as I can, which hopefully will be very, very soon. Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro is being questioned now about some things that she said concerning newly elected Congresswoman Omar. She wears a hijab, and there seems to be a question in Jeanine Pirro's mind. There seems to be a question about her belief in our Constitution because she wears a hijab. So I know there are Muslims that listen to this show every afternoon, and I know that there are a lot of Muslim cab drivers listening to the show. So if you're a Muslim, I'd love to hear from you. Can you be a Muslim in America and respect the Constitution? We'll talk about that. Also, another violent weekend in New Orleans, and, you know, I don't know what to do about it. It's not my job to solve the problem. It's not your job to solve the problem, but I wouldn't even know what to suggest. Six people shot, three people stabbed, and two of the people shot were shot in the 400 block of Bourbon Street. That's close. This is in the area, you know, the earlier blocks of Bourbon, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, even 700 blocks. You can even go beyond that a little bit. These are the most populated, highly traveled blocks of the French Quarter. And so, you know, again, I mean, what is going to stop this? I don't know. And there certainly are no short-term solutions, which is really, really sad. But we'll talk about that. Also, later we'll get into the group Take 'Em Down NOLA. They were formed to promote the taking down of Confederate-era monuments. Take 'Em Down NOLA and Zulu are going to hold a town hall-type discussion about Zulu's tradition of everybody who rides in the parade wears what Take 'Em Down NOLA describes as blackface. And that's happening tonight at the Carver Theater at 6 p.m. That should be one lively discussion. Also, you know, I saw a commercial over the weekend. This is the time of year when a lot of festivals start up. And I think it's interesting in these times in which we live for there to be such a broad age gap between the king of something and the queen of something. Does anybody know why that is? Why there's such a why the men are much older and the females are so much younger? It seems like in the world in which we live today, that's something that maybe should be noticed. And also, I'm sure you've heard the story about the woman who was attacked by the jaguar at the Wildlife World Zoo in Arizona. She was taking a selfie. She got beyond a barrier to get closer to the cage, or the, I guess they want to call it the enclosure. She wanted to get closer, and she got close enough for the cat to reach out and grab her. And she has apologized for the negative publicity this is bringing to the zoo. But it's like, okay, there's a barrier, and so this person crosses the barrier. How long is it going to be before somebody thinks we need to have a barrier in front of the barrier so people don't go over the barrier? You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like that. I don't want to resurrect this topic at this point, but it's a little bit like people who want the barriers up, some kind of a barrier up along the drainage canals, the sewage canal, drainage canal, I guess not sewage, the drainage canals in Metairie and in Jefferson Parish. Now, if you put up a barrier and a car goes over, then do we have to put a barrier before the barrier? So again, the barrier was there. And this woman went beyond it. She's apologized, but I guarantee you there are lawyers calling her saying, we can sue. On what grounds? I don't think she's got a case. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, our number is 260-1870, and you really should just put that into your phone. because maybe you've never ever called before. And boy, one day you just hear me say something, or you hear something from a text, or you hear something from a caller, and you're thinking, man, I got to comment on that. Well, just have it in your phone. Even if you haven't called yet, just put it in your phone. It's area code 504-260-1870. And our text number is 870-870. Also, there has been some criticism of President Trump. Imagine that. Criticism of President Trump for signing people's Bibles when he went to go visit the devastated area in Alabama. Is there anything wrong with President Trump autographing somebody's Bible? That's our Blue Water Foods gumbo poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Give us your opinion on that, and we'll update you on that throughout the show. But let's think about this. What's wrong with autographing a Bible? I happen to think it's okay. So I'm not going to disagree with what President Trump did in this case. Is there anything wrong with the president, or anybody for that matter, autographing a Bible? Some people had the president do that when he went down to Alabama to visit the devastated area from the tornado. And also, Fox News host Jeanine Pirro questioned newly elected Congresswoman Omar, who wears a hijab, about her beliefs in our Constitution. Fox News rebuked what she said. And here was a statement from Fox News. We strongly condemn Jeanine Pirro's comments about Representative Omar. They do not reflect those of the network, and we have addressed the matter with her directly. I'm not sure what that means, but maybe there'll be something that will come up on her show next week. Also, Tucker Carlson is being questioned for a number of things that he has said in the past. He called a radio show. Now, let's think about this. He calls the radio show, the name of the show is Bubba the Love Sponge. And so he calls the show and makes some bizarre comments about women. I mean, what do you expect? It's Bubba the Love Sponge. So he's refusing to apologize for that. That's caused a bit of a controversy. But if you want to join us this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And when we come back, we'll get to your calls. Also, we've got the text up. Again, I'm still in my apartment doing the show in downtown New Orleans, but it's just still a regular show. Tim Zimmer back at the studio, and Butch Landry and Todd Manassas on location here. I'll run them out of here in a little while so I can just go back to the refrigerator and get my wine whenever I want to. No, I mean, that's one of the benefits. I'm not drinking wine. Just relax. All right, we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon, including a very violent weekend in New Orleans. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. There are people who believe that if you are Muslim, you don't respect the Constitution of the United States, and I'm not Muslim, but I don't think that is true. Fox News is condemning one of their hosts, Jeanine Pirro, questioning of Congresswoman Omar's hijab, saying that maybe this means that she's not in tune with our Constitution and that she follows Sharia law. Do you think that's true? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. We're also talking about President Trump autographing Bibles for people in Alabama when he went to go visit the tornado ravaged area. Is there anything wrong with President Trump signing a Bible? That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Right now, 80% say no, and 20% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I saw Trading Places over the weekend for the 200th time. The train scene when Dan Aykroyd's in blackface is very offensive to comedians. We should boycott. Yes, I'm just kidding. Here is another text that says, we need to take a look at what it is. This is what the people our site gave him to sign. We need to take a look at it. Is this what people? Oh, yeah. I think some people gave him the Bible to autograph, and I don't think there's a problem with that. From Gonzalez, Kevin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Kevin.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Listen, I really don't want to have a comment because I disagree with you about 80 to 90% of the time, but I want to tell you I'm glad you're back on the air and wish you the best of health.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate that. I'll be back in the studio real soon, but I appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. One of the biggest compliments that I get when if I'm out and somebody comes up to me and tells me they listen to the show is, hey, I don't always agree with you, but I love the show. And that's the purpose of the show. My goal every day is not to change everybody's mind. My goal is not to change the world. My goal is to just do a show that is interesting, entertaining, and sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's a little informative. So is there anything wrong with President Trump signing the Bible? I don't think so. That's one thing we're talking about. We're going to get a little bit later on. We're going to get to the violent weekend in New Orleans. And, it, you know, again, sadly, this is the new norm. And as you know, I am the victim of violence for the second time. And I've heard gunshots from my apartment downtown, and I live in a very, very nice building. And, you know, it's getting more scary, not less scary. We're also talking about Judge Jeanine at Fox News Channel, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Can you be a Muslim? And if you're a Muslim, I would love for you to call the show and answer the question. Can you be a Muslim and follow the Constitution? If you're a Muslim, if people wear a hijab, which is the head scarf that women wear, if you wear that, is that a sign of being anti-American? Do you not respect and follow the Constitution? I don't think that's the case, but I guess I could be proven wrong. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, hey, Scoot, missed you, and then some things to describe President Trump that I really can't say on the air. The church-going right is hilariously hypocritical, and that is from Troy in Hammond. So, you know, there's another example of something we do talk about, and that is that this area, Louisiana and Mississippi, are red states. But there are people who are not far right in Louisiana, in the New Orleans area, down on the bayou, and throughout Mississippi. And so what I love about this show is we don't approach everything through the same myopic political perspective. You know, I have opinions on issues. You have opinions on issues. I'm registered independent. I don't mind bashing the right or the left. I don't mind complimenting the right or the left. And I think it's okay if President Trump signs Bibles. If you disagree with that, of course, you can call our show and disagree. My goal is not to necessarily change your mind as much as just do a show when we talk about the issues. And you know, there's really a big heated issue that is going to come to a peak tonight. I guess it's going to come to a peak tonight in some ways. Zulu and Take 'Em Down NOLA are holding a town hall type meeting. And this is going to be tonight at 6 o'clock at the Carver Theater. And they're going to discuss whether or not the Zulu tradition of everybody who rides wearing blackface, you know, and I question whether or not it's really blackface, because it doesn't look like the traditional blackface to me. But let's call it blackface for the sake of this conversation. Take 'Em Down NOLA before Mardi Gras demanded that Zulu stop the blackface. Well, Take 'Em Down NOLA, their demand was rejected by Zulu, and they continue to wear blackface. Do you think that maybe the day will come when Zulu will not be wearing blackface because of groups like Take 'Em Down NOLA? And I'm going to be honest about Take 'Em Down NOLA. This was the group that was created to promote the taking down of the Confederate-era monuments. But if Take 'Em Down NOLA is so in tune with everything that's racist, then why did it take this new trend of talking about blackface? Why did it take this new topic to get Take 'Em Down NOLA to demand that Zulu not wear blackface? If they are sincerely in tune with everything that is racist, why would they not have done this before? From Slidell, Deborah, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, good. I wanted to call about the last caller, the gentleman that said that he disagreed with 80 to 90%, but he still wishes you well, all that. We need that. We need more of that because we're not here. We don't have to agree with everyone, but we can still love each other and wish each other well, you know. So I think that as simple as that call was, that was outstanding to me. I love that.
Deborah, you're right. And, you know, on my Facebook page, I got comments after my accident. I got comments from people who I know. I mean, they viciously, sometimes even personally attack me. They viciously disagree with things that I post on Facebook, things that I talk about on the air. But they wish me well. And that's where we need to come to as a country. We need to be able to disagree and disagree with opinions, but still respect each other as Americans and as people. Deborah, I appreciate the call. All right, I've got news coming up. If you're on hold, hang on. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We are just getting started. We have got a lot to get to this afternoon, so stay with us. And if you have to leave the car, if you have to leave your desk, if you have to leave, just make sure you come back because we have got a lot going on. And later we'll talk about why is there such an age gap between the kings and queens of festivals and Mardi Gras parades. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. All right, here's the question. Can you be Muslim in America and believe in our Constitution? A Fox News host has apparently apologized, Jeanine Pirro. She is being condemned by her employer, the Fox News Channel. Fox News Channel says that they strongly condemn Jeanine Pirro's comments about Representative Omar. She wears a hijab, and it says Judge Jeanine's opinions do not reflect those of the Fox News network. And she questioned whether or not she can be a Muslim, whether or not if she's wearing a hijab, that she even follows our Constitution. And I don't think there's this automatic rejection of the Constitution if you're Muslim in America. And if you are Muslim, I would love to talk to you. And I know there are Muslims that listen to this show every afternoon because I hear from you when I'm out sometimes. Our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. From Kenner, Ron, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'll make this comment, then I'll tell you how old I am. But it seems like I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, that's very possible. I've been doing this a very long time.
And
if you have been listening for a long time, I appreciate that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm talking about when you had your show. Well, it's your show now on this.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Well, you know, we could go back to those early years, Ron. And for those who are relatively new to my show and what I do, in all honesty, long before anybody heard of Howard Stern or any of those people, I was pushing the envelope on radio. I mean, I never got in trouble with the FCC, got in a little trouble with management now and then, but I mean, it was over ridiculous stuff. I think it was in the, this would have been in the 70s, right? When Gerald Ford was running against Jimmy Carter and they were going to debate that night. And I said on the air, well, if Ford and Carter are going to debate, and if this is going to be before a mass audience, does that make them mass debaters? And so management got really upset, kicked me off the air for a couple of days. See, back then, that was really controversial. Are you still with us, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was just listening.
Yeah, and there's some other things that I'd rather not repeat that I've said in the past, but anyway. The point is, yes, I've been doing this a long time, and I feel very blessed to have been in this business as long as I've been in the business and still, you know, still loving every minute of it.
And still being relative to people.
Well, I've changed, and so if I don't change and my audience changes, well, then my audience is going to leave me. So I've got to, I have to show that I've evolved with the audience and, you know, the people who are listening to me and rock radio and B97, all that years ago, you know, they've changed. Music is still a very important part of my talk show. But if I don't reflect that change, then they're not going to have any way to relate to me. So anyway, Ron, I do appreciate your call.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Here is an update on our Blue Runner food, our Blue Runner gumbo poll. And the question is there anything wrong with President Trump signing Bibles? 80% say no, 20% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And yeah, I've got a text here that says, Antichrist signing the Bible. Outrageous! Obviously, referring to President Trump as the Antichrist. Here is a text that says, not a problem. Signing Bibles is not a problem as long as the Alabamians, I guess that's how you would say it, as long as they don't think he wrote it. And here's the text that says, Scoot, I bet if Obama was signing the Bibles, it would be a problem in Louisiana. Well, I don't know. Would it be a problem in Louisiana? All right, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll come right back with more of your calls. We've got more of your texts coming up as well. 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And if you're just tuning in, still to come on the show, we'll talk about the violent weekend in New Orleans. We'll talk about the tremendous age gap between kings and queens of festivals and Mardi Gras events. And we'll talk about the woman who was attacked by a jaguar while getting too close to the enclosure, taking a selfie at a zoo in Arizona. All of that is coming up. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Isn't it possible that Muslims come to this country or people become convert to Islam and convert to being a Muslim while they're in this country and still respect the Constitution? I think those things are very, very possible. And Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News, she has a weekend show on Fox News. She questioned newly elected Congresswoman Omar for wearing a hijab, saying that because she wears a hijab, she questioned whether or not she believes in the Constitution. Well, what about Hindus who come to this country? Do they not respect our Constitution? What about the Sikh faith? What about Buddhists? You really have no choice but to respect the Constitution when you're in America. But I think there are people of other religions and different people who come to this country, and they gladly respect our Constitution. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from New Orleans, Ashik, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I heard about your incident, you know. I'm sorry to hear about that. And I'm praying for your speedy recovery, you know.
Thank you.
The question, Congressman Omar, you know, and Hijab, all the Muslims follow the Constitution very religiously. Even Islam and Quran says, whichever country you live, you must follow the rule and regulation. So covering the head, which called hijab, it doesn't mean you are not following the Constitution, you know. And I'm sorry to say that Judge Jeanine, she's an educated woman, but I think she is illiterate. She has not read about the Islam and the other religions. All the religions, especially in America, one of the best countries, we follow the rule and regulation.
And there's no reason why you can't follow your religion and follow our Constitution.
Well, it's the same thing, you know. Islam says, take care your neighbors, you know. Take care your elders, you know. Love the neighbors. Take care the people. And whatever you can do, the good deeds, you should do it, you know. All the religion says that. You know? I don't know why people think about it. Go ahead, sorry.
Now, I want to ask you this question, because there are people who believe that, and this is sad to me, but there are people who believe that if you're Muslim, you want to kill all the infidels. You would want to kill me. Do you want to kill me?
Oh no, not at all. You know, they misread that thing. You know, and they have to read one one surah before, one surah after that, you know. This is the reason, you know, people take one small thing and then make it the wrong way, you know, and label it to the Muslims. No, not at all. You know.
Well, they do that with the Bible as well.
That's right.
Yeah, Christians do that with the Bible all the time.
That's right, you know. I think, you know, this Muslim phobia thing, you know, is too much, you know. If people start reading the Islam, they will understand it, you know. Reading is nothing wrong that, you know. You can open your brain and try to learn it. And try to interact with the Muslim people, you know. They're good people.
I've met Muslims downtown. I've been in cabs with Muslims. I've been in Uber cars with Muslims. Sheikh, I really appreciate the comment, and I'm glad you're listening to our show. Yeah, if you're a Muslim and you want to join our show at any time, please call us at 260-1870. Or if you're of any religion, that's why I love this show, because it is so wide open. But you know, this idea that Muslims, because of the Quran, want to kill us all. You know, you could take some parts, particularly in the Old Testament, some parts of the Bible, and my God, you could find some vicious stuff in there and say, do you believe this? You could take a little part of the Old Testament, if you wanted to bash Christians, and say that this is what every Christian believes. This is what every Christian stands for. And that's how ridiculous it is to say that all Muslims want to kill all of us. And again, so much of this is derived from the idea that people don't really know anybody who's Muslim, or they have never had any contact or had a conversation with somebody who is Muslim. And so it bothers me that there are some people who are so self-righteous that they don't even take time to learn about something. They just come out against something. From the North Shore, Don, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good afternoon, Scoot. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure, Don.
I think it's a fair question she asked. I don't think it was the correct forum to ask it, but I think it's an individual thing, and the reason I say that is this. If someone is following strict Sharia law, then Sharia law, like many religious laws, requires you to put away all man-made law. So if that's the case...
Yeah.
Then it does require the question, because of her position in lawmaking, which one does she put forth? No different than when John F. Kennedy ran for presidency, there were many people who were concerned because he was a devout Catholic. Mm-hmm. And so he was asked the question. I think it's a fair question. I don't think the forum was correct where she didn't have a chance to respond.
Well, it seemed like the way she asked the question, and you know, again, we interpret things differently, but it seemed like the way she asked the question, she was really questioning anybody that would wear a hijab. And we do know that there are people like that. If she's just asking the question like, okay, well, you know, I want this information. That's one thing. And that goes along with, I think, what you're saying. But you're so right about John F. Kennedy. I mean, I remember... I've talked about that many times, but in 1960, during the campaign, John Kennedy went to I think it was a Southern Baptist convention or a Baptist convention in Houston, and really talked extensively about how he would not allow his religious beliefs to determine how he rules this country. And there were people who were concerned that John F. Kennedy, a Catholic, would actually consult with the Pope when he came to making decisions for the United States. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And so the White House is not answering the question whether or not Trump thinks that Democrats hate Jews. You know, again, this is part of the 2020 campaign strategy, us against them, and the president is making it seem as if all Democrats hate Jews, or bringing up that suggestion. And he said some really rough things about Democrats and their feelings toward Jewish people and the Jewish faith, which doesn't even seem to be true to me at all. If you're on hold, hang on. More of your calls, more of your texts are coming up. I'm Scoot, Monday afternoon on WWL. Now, you know, some people get so hung up on their religion that they think that anybody who's different doesn't respect the basic things that they respect. You know, if you look at almost every religion, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddha, Hindu, Sikh, Shinto, You look at all these religions, there is a basic common denominator. There are some basic things that are common to every single religion. I got a text here that says that I don't have a problem with Trump signing the Bible. It says that's because you and your audience don't respect the Bible. That's why it's okay to you. So, in other words, it's okay for Trump to sign the Bible for people who don't respect the Bible. Whoever wrote this text, do you think the people who brought a Bible for Trump to sign when he was in Alabama, do you think those people respect the Bible? I would say they do. I would say they respect the Bible so much that they wanted Donald Trump, President of the United States, to sign their Bible. And I had an Episcopal priest one time talk about how, man, you can have notes in your Bible. You can highlight your Bible. You can highlight your favorite parts. There's nothing wrong with that. It was a violent weekend in New Orleans. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Nice Monday afternoon on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.